most challenging part of this show, and it shows you relatively how easy our jobs are. Picking the right song to start the show.
Yeah, this is new. Who is she?
It's not. It's been sitting there. I'm like, let's go with that.
Okay. Who is she? I don't know her.
Good morning. It's 5:39 here on the morning reboot. About to be 5:40 on Monday, July 20th. We're very glad you've decided to start your day and your week here with us. It's Eric and Floyd, the morning reboot on Q105. To get in touch with the show anytime today, you can always text 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. You should save that into your phone as TMR. Or Eric and Floyd, or Floyd and Eric. Make it a favorite. Whatever way is easiest for you to communicate, or fastest way for you to get to someone else, let's get that if we could. 419-240-1055. A busy Monday morning, a little bit after 6 o'clock. I forget. I put it together on Saturday. I don't know how hard Monday's manic music mix is. Could be easy, could be hard. We'll find out a little after 6 o'clock. Why did your kid cry? We had to rearrange a couple of things on today's show. I forgot that we have some guests coming in for a new community effort happening, a run walk to raise some money for a good cause and some people that I met back at our Children's Miracle Network Radiothon at Bar 145. So AJ, Bailey, and Landon will be in around 7:30. Before that, why did your kid cry? And of course, Monday means lots of Janet Amid later on in the show after 8 o'clock. Free astrological readings from our friend Janet. And again, you can text anytime. Call when we have our topics open for you. 419-240-1055. Good morning. It's 5:41. It's Eric Chase and the one and only incomparable Floyd.
Hi.
I want to ask you something that I know you've been dreading, but not yet.
Okay.
You made bad choices.
Bad
choices is always going to lead the show.
Yeah. After I said that to you this morning, and I turned the corner to go pee, I went, oh, crap. But no, it was okay. So I'm not a healthy eater, but I'm a conscious eater. So
you're awake. What do you? Go ahead, wiggle out of that one.
It sounds smart in my head. So like, I'm not. I don't eat the healthiest, but like I know not to eat late at night. So like I'm conscious of like, ooh, let's not eat this before I go to bed because you're gonna feel the way you feel like I do now. So I had to work last night. Yeah, it was just one of those rare occurrences where they had a show last night and I had to put on a bit of makeup, as you can still see, my stained face. Like a good old country song. My lipstick stain here. So anyways, I decided to go to fast food last night at like midnight.
Where?
Taco Bell.
And you couldn't sleep all night?
No. I don't like Taco Bell. But I was like, oh, that nacho fries sound good. Oh, while I'm here, let's indulge myself into a soft taco or whatever. Or Mexican pizza. I was just like, I went to sleep fine. Woke up this morning, Stefan texted me. I said, I'm dying right now. He's like, well, I said, I had Taco Bell last night.
The food coma put you to sleep.
It did, but like, it's just sitting right here right now. Like, I am drinking a pop right now, and I did burp a few times. So I'm like, oh, they're relieving some pressure. But when I do this, eating late and then going to sleep, which is rare because I'm actually really good at it, I know just know for the whole day I'm going to be a miserable sack of man meat.
Would you work at George's?
No, actually at Legends. There was a pageant last night and I had to judge it. So
where is Legends at again?
Erie? Yeah, right across from the AT&T building.
Okay, yeah.
Next to Chevy's.
So
Chevy's place.
You had to drive your butt over the bridge to go to Taco Bell?
Well, first I was going to go to Rally's, but then there were too many panhandlers there. I tried to tweet Rally's, but my Twitter wasn't working last night. So yeah, I went to Rally's. Kudos to those workers there. Shout out. I highly doubt they listen to us, but if you do, hi. There were like four panhandlers like asking for food and then asking for money. And then I was waiting at the thing and the dude came up to my door and I was like, I don't have any money. He's like, you sure? I said, first off, you can't be struggling and then question my motives if I have money or not. Okay? He was like, you sure you got no money? I just drove off. I was like, I'm going to Taco Bell. I was so
pissed last night. You had to drive away from where you live to go get fast food.
Yeah. You don't have to say fast food. We can just say food.
I know. But
because it wasn't fast. Like, trust me.
So you went east when you needed to go west. So you went out of your way to make... I'm not judging you at all.
I drove on the east side where there were no panhandlers. It was like a serene paradise. They were very nice and cordial, and they're like, welcome to Taco Bell. How can I take your order at 12:15 in the morning, you chubby man? I was like, oh, great. I would like a Mexican pizza and a water.
You were probably the only one there, right?
No, there were people behind me, but yeah, I started the line. I think people were, they were leaving their Sunday social nights as I was getting in line.
You make me think of something. By the way, good morning. It's 5:45, the morning reboot here on Q105. Eric and a very unhappy but well-fed Floyd. You make me think of something. I would guess now more than ever, we don't carry cash of any kind on us.
Mm-mm.
So if we are highly rated and highly thought of by the homeless community, may I suggest that whenever you can get yourself to a computer, remember the main branch of the library should be open in about 5 weeks. Get mm-hmm. to a library, open yourself up a Venmo or a PayPal.
A homeless person?
Yeah.
Oh, but you need a bank account linked to it.
They need a card of some kind.
Oh, I guess you can get like an e-card. Yeah, I guess you're right. You're right. Yeah. But no, it was very bizarre. Like, and don't get me wrong, I get that some people are in troubled spots, but like if you ask me for something and clearly I have my card in my hand, just assume there's no money within like 5 feet of me.
I'm going to go.
Unless you want pennies, I could have just gave you pennies. I was like, oh, that's rude, Floyd. So I was like, okay, no, I don't have any money, sir. And then like he was like, are you sure? I like clenched my pearls. I was like, first off, it's 12 at night. You asked me if I had money. I said, no, I was very polite. I was like, no, I don't have any cash on me. He was like, you sure? And I was like, you know what? I do have money and you can't have it. But I didn't have any money. I was just like, this is not for negotiation. You cannot ask a follow-up when I don't have money. And if I did, I would cordially give you a dollar. But there's also four other people behind you. They see me give you a dollar. I'm going to give everyone a dollar. I don't have that on me. I'm not being rude.
I'm going to go over to maybe the Cherry Street Mission and teach some kind of how to ask for money class in the 21st century. Get yourself Venmo. Get yourself PayPal. And then hold that sign
the scan.
Up.
The scan. Hold your barcode.
No, not the barcode.
Flash it.
Well, you could, but that should be on your sign, like your address where I can Venmo you or PayPal
you.
Because
yeah.
The chances of having someone having money available these days is slim to none.
It is very slim. As of recently, like 3 years, I was someone who carried cash. But like now I got myself together. I'm like, oh, I've been missing out on this swiping nonsense. Oh, put the chip in. Oh, we're good to go. So you know what I mean? But I was just taken back that he questioned me. And I was just like, I don't feel like dealing with this because if you're going to ask me, because like he had asked me because I was second car in line, rolled my window down, like cracked it, and then he had questioned me, and I was like, ugh, there's three more up here. Son of a cuss word. And I was like, I'm just going to leave. I don't feel like waiting. Like the girl already seemed like she was irritated with the four men who were.
This is Rally's?
Yeah, they were just standing there. Like, and that's why I said kudos to those workers because they had no concept of personal space.
I want to circle back if we could. Could you? I'm going to stay quiet. Can you hold the microphone?
Yes. I feel like I'm in a rap song.
Back up a little bit.
Yes.
Can you lean the microphone close to your stomach? And I want to see if it does anything. If we can pick up anything audible.
You a-hole face.
5:48. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. I'm going to talk about some money things next, if we could. Manic Music Mix after 6 o'clock to wake you up. Good morning from the morning reboot on Q105. Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. 5:52. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd, we've got a Manic Music Mix for a Monday right after 6 o'clock. We'll get to that. I forget how hard it is or if it's easy or not. I put it together on Saturday. And then why did your kid cry? I think you'll have good stories for this from dealing with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
The sky is blue. No, it's gray today. And then all kinds of tears.
Yep.
What absurd, irrational reason made your kid cry right after 7 o'clock, and it's already up on our Q105 Facebook page.
My burp smells like Taco Bell. I apologize.
Well, you practically just ate it like two hours ago.
Literally 5 hours ago. Well, four, yeah.
I don't want to say that I wasted the weekend, but I didn't do anything.
Oh, listen, bro. Hey, did you see my update when I was like, bored? I watched a Saved by the Bell marathon, and watch one of the most annoying shows I've ever seen in my life, and I've never watched it, but it's like a classic.
What is it?
The freaking Brady Bunch is probably one of the most annoying shows I've ever seen in my life. From that annoying maid Alice to the...
Oh, she was a saint.
They're so annoying. And the youngest Brady boy and...
Bobby?
Yes! Bobby. And then Little Miss... Oh, my life is horrible. Jan, I thought the Brady Bunch movie was a parody of the TV show. Like, I didn't think they were that corny. Nope. I couldn't do it. The only thing good about that show is the theme song. And then I was watching it, and then all of a sudden, the dad switched. And I was like, what? That's not the original. That's not the dad from, like, the first three episodes. So I had to Google the dad. The first dad died.
I didn't know that.
Yes! They had two dads. I was like, who is this man? So and then the other one died. He had complications of HIV in the 80s.
But I think the show was over by then.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, okay.
5:54. Well, good. I'm glad someone else did something less or worse than their weekend than I did.
So you can finish your story. Also, I cannot watch Saved by the Bell as an adult anymore. That show was really annoying me, too.
I'm sorry, Saved by the Bell?
I loved Saved by the Bell growing up. And then watching it as an adult, I'm like, what the heck? Jesse Spano is probably one of the most annoying creatures ever created for television.
Floyd, that Midnight Taco Bell is changing who you are. You stop it. You will take those vile words against Saved by the Bell out of your mouth and your brain.
I'm not saying that I won't watch it if it's ever on TV again. I'm just saying, as a conscious adult, not who is sober, bored on a Sunday, I was like, oh, Saved by the Bell, I love this show. Jesse Spano, hush.
I got something on Friday afternoon, actually before we left and wrapped up the day, and I just waited till I got home to open it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we exchanged a couple texts, but I wanted to wait until now to see if you'd gotten what you'd been dreading. Because I know you've ran it really hard. Have you gotten your electricity bill yet? Because I got mine.
No! And I keep refreshing my... Because I get it via my email.
Me too.
Nothing yet. So it's either today or tomorrow.
I'm excited to see what yours is.
Oh, I'm terrified.
And even when it was really hot a couple of weeks ago, and for a panel full of ladies, I was asking a lot of like thermostat questions, I'm surprised so many people keep theirs in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I keep mine pretty static at 68. Do you want to take a guess how much mine was? And
did it go up?
Well, yeah, it went up because the month prior wasn't as hot. And I fixed my issue from the wintertime with the heat. Like, that's all taken care
check
of now.
My email.
Do you want me to give you... Do you want to play a little high-low with it?
Oh, gosh. No, because I'm terrified. You have a condo-type house thing.
Right. So yours should be less than mine.
My last... Okay, so my most expensive electricity bill was 50. I know it's going to be way above that because the one day I just woke up, I was like, I don't care. It was just hot. I haven't used the one in the living room because I have two window units, people, for those of you guys who don't know what I'm talking about. I haven't used the one in the living room. I kind of just shut my bedroom door and just let me marinate in that cooler because my room gets, it's like an iceberg. I love it.
Really?
I love it. I shut that door. I got my no shine through curtains up and I'm just like, yes.
I can't get my upstairs cooler. I guess it's just having to deal with that. But
so I live upstairs, so that was my main concern. I can't get my living room cool at all. So I was just like, you know what? Can't beat them. Just stay in your room. You don't need the living room.
Let's do a quick game of high-low.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Like higher than?
Give me a number and I tell you too high, too low.
200.
I'm sorry?
200.
Too high.
Okay, that's what I'm terrified mine is. That's what I'm like, I'm just going to go for
it's not going to be 200.
Oh, I don't know that.
No way.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Like, I'm having anxiety right now thinking about it. I can't do that. I'm going to start making payments on it. God, but can I put 20 on it? 116.
Too low.
150.
Too high.
130.
Too high.
119.
Too low.
120.
Too low.
Too low?
Yeah.
Wait, there's...
So you...
Oh, 117.
Too low.
16?
No, you're going the wrong way.
Too low? Oh, too... Sorry, wait. 125.
Too high.
122?
Too low.
123?
Too low.
124?
Yeah!
Okay, that gives me hope. I could do that.
Yeah, I
oh, I forgot to pay my gas bill, too. Cuss word! I have to do all this tomorrow! I haven't paid my gas bill in like 2 months.
Don't. What?
I know. I forgot the... I told you the issue. They don't. I signed up for paperless, and they don't do it. And someone else had talked about it on Facebook a few weeks ago, that they signed up for paperless billing, and they haven't got an email, and they haven't taken anything out their checking account.
That's weird. Is it going to your junk mail?
Yeah. No, no, no. I check there, too.
Don't mess with Columbia.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. You're right. Oh, like bang, bang, too.
No, like the mafia. Company.
Oh, okay. The drug lord.
558. It's the morning reboot here on Q105. Eric and Flood, you can text the show 419-240-1055. What is the completely irrational reason your kid decided to break down and cry and have a tantrum? Right after 7 o'clock, you can get that to us on our Facebook page. And Monday's Manic Music Mix is next. Hold on.
Q105 Studio, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance.
612 here on Q105. It's the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, you can text in today. 419-240-1055. Who are you waving to?
I'm voguing. Did you know that's Rob Schneider's daughter? Elle King?
Yes. Yes.
They look like.
Let me give this to you. Stop stalling.
Oh, I tried.
And I do have a question for you. Today's Monday's Manic Music Mix. As if you needed more pain to head back to your work week.
Overload.
It sounds so different when I put it together and then I wait 2 days.
Okay, first one is Chris Brown.
Okay, what song?
Run It? No.
Yes.
Run It? Okay. The third one is Britney Spears' Womanizer.
Okay.
Oh, I was so determined to get all of them in one tribe. That's why I got overloaded. I was like, crap.
2 for 2.
Okay. One more time. That was only one time. We can do another one. Last one is Fifth Harmony, Work From Home.
Yep.
Second one is Woo. Oh, this is going to kill me. I know the Woo. I know the Woo. Oh, it's too early to be this so stressed out. I know the first. I know the Woo. The Woo. The Woo. Again. I'm going to get it. I'm the master.
You can't get 4? 4 is pretty easy.
But I was focused on 3 because the Woo.
You got 3.
No. Number 2. Sorry.
You're not getting 2. It's too fast.
No, it goes.
I put it together.
I feel like number 4 is like we're the like closing time or something. I don't even know.
The second one, listening back to it, I don't even think I should have put that part in because it's unidentifiable.
Oh, I know it.
Here we go. Time 3. You ready?
Is it Lizzo?
No.
No?
No. I know it's not Lizzo.
Oh, I got excited. Okay, so I... You sure it's not closing time?
Positive. By the way, Ashley said the Lizzo show in Cincinnati was like her second favorite show ever.
Was getting her fruit fly life. And she kept sending me videos of the... Because Lizzo has drag queens open up for her. They weren't good. No tea to my Cincinnati sisters.
When's the Detroit show?
This weekend.
This coming weekend?
It happened already. The Mopo.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. So mad. I don't know that.
How are you not getting 4?
It sounds like a Green Day song. I don't even know.
The 4th one?
Yeah.
So you got Run It, 1. Womanizer, 3. Work From Home, 5.
5.
So you're missing. You're not going to get 2. 4.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Well, then tell me what 2 is. Then.
No.
Well, that's not fair if you know I'm not going to get it. I know that. Woo. Help. And it's a current song?
Yeah. Help Floyd, 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. Am I crazy or did I see less pictures than I expected to from the En Vogue show?
So here's the tea. So my sister messaged me because she went to En Vogue.
Wait. Here's the T as in T-E-A or the T as in Tiana?
Here's the T. Like the Anna. T. Sip the tea, girl. We got the T. We're going to have Monday.
But she's T.
She is. Stop it. I was like, is there a lot of people there? And she's like, not really. And I go, but it's in Vogue. And she goes, I think a lot of people are turned off by Kid and Play. And I was like.
Were they vulgar or bad?
No. She was just like, she has the mentality of you and I. We're all around the same age. We know of Kid and Play. we don't know of Kid and Play. Like if you're like, Kid and Play is going on concert. Sweet, are they going to do House Party 1 through 3 live? Like, you know what I mean? Like, are they going to do dialogue, have Immature up there, have the three guys, I can't think of who they are, the big bulky bullies. Like, man, you went to... You know what I'm talking about?
I never saw the movies.
Oh, you never seen the movies? Oh, do yourself a favor. I think you would enjoy the first one. Don't watch the other one.
You're right. They're more popular or famous from the movies than...
Yeah.
I don't know if they've ever had a hit song.
She said that they're more pop culture famous because she was like... And she was also, it's weird not seeing him with a flat top. She was like,
sure.
She's like, I understand that like that's 35 years ago for us. But she's like, when you hear Ken and Play, you want to see the dark one, I think, is Play. You want to see him with like his little miniature flat top. But Kid, you want that eraser head flat top.
Yeah.
Like, you want all of it. But she was like, she said it was a great concert. But
good.
She said it wasn't a lot of people. And then... My friend had his drone out on the boat, and he took, like, an aerial view. It seemed like there was a lot of people. Maybe just where my sister was spaced, she came early enough to not see other people. It's kind of like when I said when I went to the Janet Jackson concert, people were like, it wasn't that many people. I said, I wouldn't know. Everyone else was behind me. You know what I mean? Because she had a good spot. Like, she was literally right in front. And so, but it was still good. Like, a lot of people came out to the bar Friday, said they had a great time, and there were people, but, like, my friend, what was that random laughing? My friend and my sister both said they've seen more people downtown. But I
right. Maybe it got caught on a week where a lot of people are out of town for vacation.
And it was really hot on Friday. Like it was.
It's been hot,
but like they said.
Hold on. A couple weeks ago when we had that heat wave, I think there was a show as
poor
well.
Diana Ross.
Yeah.
She looked like a wet rat.
Then again, it was Diana Ross, so.
Yeah. So, but no, like it, like no, but we've had like comfortable weather. But Friday, for some weird reason, I felt like it was back to like last week heat, which I know it was probably just my body being like, "Hey, it's hot again." But no, but whatever, it is what it is. Who's next?
I saw.
Who's the next old black person coming to sing at Toledo?
That's next year. They got their one in.
No, Chaka Khan is.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, they're stupid. Diana and Chaka. Why can't we just get a pop act? I just want one. Ain't it going to be a good one? I would still spend like $75 for a ticket.
It hurts me that remember, what am I run when Mayor Wade, when his time is up. Do you remember what my slogan is to run for the mayor?
Oh, I do, but I can't remember it.
Less potholes, more pop shows.
Yes, I do. Yeah, we'll get them. It's okay.
And I'll be damned if you think they won't come here because of Cleveland, Detroit, or Columbus. You write the check, they will come.
So last night, after the show, I went back to Georgia and said, de-drag my face and everything, head home and go to sleep, or talk about whatever. Some girl, she was like, I'm so wasted. I said, okay, because she goes, I just left the Travis Tritt show. And I go, I did what you just did. I was like, she's like, don't you love Travis Tritt? And I just literally took my hands and rubbed my face. And I was like, look at all this black skin. No. And I get black people like country music.
Do they?
I see, the Charlie Daniels Band was there. I would love to hear.
That's like Southern rock, yeah. Southern country rock.
Like Lynyrd Skynyrd-ish. Like, I would love to hear Devil Went Down to Georgia Live. Because
right.
I just love the orchestration and whatever. But I don't know one Travis Tritt. And she was talking to me like I should. Like, Travis Tritt was, and I'm sure in country, he is like, you know every song, but she was talking to me, and I was just like, girl, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I know what he looks like.
I don't.
Hair and a beard. He looks like Billy Ray Cyrus, but not Billy Ray Cyrus. And it was no disrespect to her, but, like, she legit was talking to me. Like, I humored her. I was like, yes, you're right.
I get it. All this stuff is... And then
I don't know what you're talking about,
the people that are, like, on the border of... Not really my thing, but it's something to do, they'll go.
Yeah, and I love that they're coming to Toledo, and it was actually, I got off with her being so excited that she was still on a concert high for something that happened in Toledo. I get, he probably has legions and millions of fans, but ma'am, I was just like, okay, yes, girl. Did they do Devil Went Down to Georgia? She goes, that's not the same person. And I go, okay. She was living her best drug life, and I get it, because I'm probably the same way after I've seen, like, a Beyonce. And I'm sure I was like that after I saw Janet when she came to Toledo. Like, I was, like, on this crazy high that I've seen someone I've seen on TV in person. So I get where she's coming from. However, when she was having a conversation, I was literally, yes, uh-huh, okay, yeah, ooh.
But like she's glad you were there for
she
that.
She was happy. She was happy that there was someone there to actually listen to her about a concert she went to.
It's 6:21 with the morning reboot. Next weekend will be a good weekend to save a little bit of money. And someone in the presidential race is here today. Next.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
I couldn't even find, like, big traffic problems this week. Everything is still the same as last week. It's slow news day.
I normally watch my girl, on 13 ABC in the morning. It was kind of like we never left Friday.
I know. Tell me if I missed anything. Yeah. Wood County Fair starts today.
I saw like 14 Wood County Fair commercials this weekend.
Good.
You know how many commercials I've seen for the Lucas County Fair?
You're never gonna let that one go.
I'm never gonna let it go because I live in Lucas County. We should rep our county. Come on now. We do have such a good space for a fair. Promote it.
Are you done?
Yeah, until next year.
Are you gonna go protest the
until
County
they
Fair?
Start promoting the like Lenawee County Fair? You know that one in Michigan. Sorry.
Elizabeth Warren will be here today. She's one of the top Democratic contenders for the presidential nomination. The Massachusetts senator is holding a town hall today at UT Scott Park campus at the Advanced Manufacturing Training Center. Doors open at 5. The event will begin at 6:30.
We'll call that the AMTC.
Yes.
This is a lot to say. I'm interested. I feel like she's flown under the radar for most people because we talk about the top tier ones, but like I'm interested to see what she has to say because like you don't ever hear about her until like they're like, oh, Elizabeth Warren has said something,
because she's not loud and bombastic,
right? And that's what I mean by that. Like maybe she actually has some substack. I can't even talk this morning.
Yeah, not being loud and bombastic is a good way to not get nominated in almost any major nation across
the
globe.
Which is crazy, yeah.
It's like whoever can be the loudest. It's literally presidential races have turned into the internet. Who's ever the loudest?
Right, bold font.
So the city of Sylvania is purchasing residential property on Haroon Road to hold for possible future economic development. City Council unanimously voted to authorize the mayor and director of finance to enter a $220,000 agreement for 2.39-acre wooded parcel with the house on Haroon across from Flower Hospital. Mayor Craig Stowe, father of Lindsay, said the property had been neglected and was selling for less than market value. The city has no immediate plans for it other than to clean it up and wait to see what might develop. The mayor said ProMedica has been interested in developing that strip of Haroon for years and approached property owners in the past, but nothing materialized. Could you imagine living somewhere where there was a chance eminent domain could come around and like the city or county buys where you live?
Right.
I mean, they give you a fair value, but like all if you live there forever, memories, all that stuff, gone.
I'm trying to think, because you have the option to say no, right? Or does the city
I was surprised when I read this article that the words, well, I guess it's not eminent domain because there's no one living there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if they want to come.
If there was someone there, they'd be like, hey.
And I might be way off on this. Dennis Swan would be able to answer this. I believe if it's for the public good, for growth in the area, mm-hmm. you're forced to accept the offer. Who decides whether or not it's for the public good? Usually the people paying you to get out of there.
That's crazy. Can you imagine, like generations of families have probably lived in places that have had to uproot themselves and leave.
A new partnership might place both the Toledo Clinic and the YMCA closer to Washington local schools locations. During a special meeting earlier in July, the school district officials discussed whether opening a health clinic in the district-owned building on Whitmer Drive, which is currently being used by the YMCA. Plans call for moving the clinic into the building and relocating the YMCA to the Jefferson Junior High School. No signatures have been made so far, but the superintendent, Susan Hayworth, of the partnership is pending on the district's ability to relocate its longstanding YMCA center.
Hmm. That's right. My first job out of high school.
Wait, say that again?
It was my first job out of high school.
Working at the YMCA?
No, right across the street from Jefferson Junior High.
What did you do?
I was a camp counselor.
Me too.
Yes.
What did that pay back then?
For real?
Yeah.
730 something. Because that was 2001. Yeah.
Okay.
My first job out of high school was that summer.
I have kind of a sports nose. You remember Kareem Hunt? went to UT, got kicked off the Chiefs.
Oh, he, yeah, he...
The dude that got into the fight at the hotel with the
girl.
Okay,
I do remember. Okay, he punched someone, right?
Went to UT, was one of the best running backs in the NFL, and then got caught on videotape getting into a fight with a woman and, I believe, dragging her. The Chiefs got rid of him. The Browns picked him up, and their owners, Dee and Jimmy Haslam, made it clear yesterday that the suspended Kareem Hunt must have no more missteps if he wants to play this season. I think he's suspended for 8 games. We know that Kareem has work to do, and he's in counseling, working really hard to sum it up. It's truly up to him, and we have high expectations for our players. He was questioned by police on June 29th after he had a minor argument with a friend outside the Barley House on West 6th Street. I believe it's in the Cleveland area. So nothing happened, but he was, again around trouble. So he's got to stay out of it if he expects to play this year.
I know he's a grown man, but you're a businessman. You know what I mean? Like, give him a curfew if you have to or something. I don't know. Like, he gonna do what he gonna do, but like, you just have to. I don't know.
This seems to be
For me, like, that's an opportunity you don't want to mess up,
right? Like, you're very slim chance that very few have to make lots of millions,
right?
And you're one argument away.
Say that again. You are literally one inflected tone away from them just being bye.
And I don't ever want to be the person that says nothing good happens after midnight, or when you go out, you can be asking for trouble by even not asking for it. But he's going to be a target. People are going to try to get
him. Oh, for sure.
So I'm glad he's in counseling. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of surprised that I think he got as few games as he did, and that another team picked him up. And the Browns have enough drama this season as it is. So,
yeah.
And there's big expectations for the Browns this year.
Everyone likes a good comeback, like, victory underdog story, but you gotta be on your P's and Q's, sir.
Next weekend is tax-free shopping from August 2nd to the 4th for back to school. The sales tax holiday begins noon on August 2nd and runs through midnight August 4th. Sales tax will be off clothing priced $75 per item or less. Shirts, blouses, sweaters, shoes, and much more. School supplies priced $20 per item or less. Binders, book bags, calculators, and more. School instructional materials priced $20 or less per item. Also tax free.
This is also a perfect opportunity if you want to help out with less fortunate individuals in our community. This is a perfect opportunity to be like, hey, let me get some book bags and textbooks. Help a family out. You know what I mean?
Stock up on school supplies for them.
Or even teachers.
I'll just briefly say that there was a shooting this weekend at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. 3 people were dead, 15 injured, including the shooter, though there is some suspect that there might be another shooter with this as well. From Governor Gavin Newsom: this is nothing short of horrific tonight. California stands with the Gilroy community. My office is monitoring the situation closely. And to end on a lighter note, it's National Lipstick Day, National Lasagna Day, and something that I know we're not celebrating, National Chicken Wing Day.
Oh, I picked the wrong day to have a stomach ache.
Are you fully recovered from a couple of weeks ago, the hot ones we did? Because I'm not.
Okay, so I got questioned how hot they were. That we were putting on the show. I said no, and I have a chapped lip. I think a seed got in there. I think it's still in there, but yeah, I'm with you. Like, I feel like I'm still burping that up too. We weren't faking it when that video comes out, you guys.
So National Chicken Wing Day, Buffalo Wild Wings has some specials. TGI Fridays through August 4th. Fridays has an endless appetizers promotion, which includes wings and Hooters. I was asking a couple weeks ago if there were any places that still do all you can eat. Today, get all you can eat, $15.99 Monday. So those are the 3 big ones in our area. Most of the wing places that have specials aren't in our area.
My mom loves Hooters.
Really?
She does love their wings. I remember when we first got a Hooters, she was like, I like Hooters wings. I go, never want to hear your mother say that ever again.
You're not down with this. You don't really care much for this Wendy Williams biopic, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you some news that maybe will change your mind on that. Big weekend for The Lion King and Fortnite before 7 o'clock. 6:53 here on Q105 with the morning reboot. It's Eric and Floyd around 7:30. We'll have some guests in about a very rare disease and a little boy who's got a great story we'd love to share with you. That's around 7:30. Bailey and AJ and their son landed. Before that, just a bit after 7 o'clock, the crazy irrational reasons your kids cry. Should we put, so I just, a friend of mine who I used to work with, like he was my, I was like his apprentice. He was my mentor way back in the 90s when I got started in radio, and he found an old picture of us. I put it up on Facebook. Does that deserve to be up there next to you and Shirley?
It's not that bad. I think you look adorable. It's very 1999.
Yes, it is. Apparently, the flashes back then and even the sun were not existent. Like that.
Like if you didn't put up the date, that's from the late 90s, pumpkin. Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. We've come such a long way in technology.
I know. I'm glad I've aged well, too.
Are those A-tracks? Oh, look at the computer!
They're cart machines.
Oh, wow, look at the computer. It's so boxy.
All right, stay on point here. Songs 2 and 4. Take me. Woo.
Don't know 4. I'm so lingering on number 2 right now.
Song 1 is Run It. 3 is Womanizer. 5 is Work From Home. You're missing 2 and 4. Take me.
Oh, no. I know number 2. I know it.
How are you? And there are 2 songs.
And I'm just lingering on number 2. Number 4, I've just given up on.
2 and 4, we play a lot. How do you?
It is, isn't it?
Somebody please get in touch with Floyd. Text him. I won't look at the text messages. Tell Floyd what 4 is. 419-240-1055. Good weekend for The Lion King. It beat out the only big release for the weekend, which was Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, though it did well. I think it's his biggest opening ever. 40 million down at number 3. Spider-Man 12 million, and Lion King topped the box office again, $75 million.
I wonder how much the movie's made so far.
Which one? Lion King?
Like worldwide.
I think it's 350 domestically. Let me jump ahead in my paper here, and then we'll come back to the Fortnite thing, because again, slow news, slow entertainment news weekend. Just days after Wendy Williams revealed she's producing a TV movie about her life, more details have emerged. TMZ reports that the Lifetime movie will be called Just Wendy. It's going to cover her ups and downs from age 10 to the present, and according to the webloid TMZ, it's going to be crazy as hell. TMZ briefly caught up with Wendy, and she revealed she wants somebody unknown to play her. And according to TMZ, it'll be 2 different actresses, because I don't want the distraction from the story. I would prefer somebody unknown. Wendy also said it's happening fast. We start auditions really soon. The biopic won't shy away from darker subjects, including her sex life, cocaine addiction, fat shaming she endured from loved ones, and TMZ added a according to network sources, a never-before-told story of the date rape at the hands of a chart-topping artist.
Ooh-wee.
Not interested at all.
I am. Because, you know, she used to be chubby. She was chubby. Oprah chubby.
I don't know if she was.
Yeah, she was thickums.
But she's always been tall, too, right?
Yeah. So her weight carried, but, like, when she lost, her weight carried very proportionately because she's so tall. But, like, when she did lose the weight, her body's awkward. I said it.
She's tall. Knows.
Yeah, but I'm actually interested. I wonder if she's going to name the artist, because it's her truth. You can't hide from your truth.
That's going to be the big anchor of this project, right? Like, yeah. Who it was.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
Because everything else she talks about, you said.
She does. She leaves nothing to the imagination. And I think that comes with, that's her gimmick, because she talks about everything under the sun dealing with other people. I do respect the fact that she's like, I'm not immune to controversy either. Here we go.
I couldn't get away from this story, not because I was trying to find it, but it was just on every website that I went to and whenever I was online this weekend. There were Fortnite championships over the weekend at New York's Arthur Ashe Tennis Stadium, the same place they play the U.S. Open. Yep. It didn't matter how famous a player was, nor what large organization was backing each member of the all-male playing field. Beating out other pros and famous streamers, Kyle Booga Giersdorf, 16, made a name for himself by dominating from the first round and ultimately taking home. I'm kind of surprised it was only $3 million.
Only? I'm like, that's what just hit the table I went.
But it's, I thought it would be more. I thought it would be like $30 million. Like, it's the biggest game on the planet.
He's 16. That'll be gone by next week.
The largest, all the microtransactions, the largest ever payout for a single player in an esports tournament. What else? In second place was Harrison Chang, a 24-year-old, a former Heroes of the Storm player. He won $1.8 million. He, at 24, he was the oldest one competing on Sunday. Everyone who participated in the games, including those who placed last with no points, took home at least $50,000 for playing. This makes this one of the biggest tournaments in esports so far. Epic Games is promising there will be more competitive events later this year. We have the new contender place on Central.
I'm about to sign up for this. $50,000? I'd be like, oh, I'm out. Sorry. I wonder if you have to play a certain amount of time, though, to get that.
I have no idea.
Because
how it works.
If that's all it works, all I'm going to do is hit start, shoot me, and I'll do my Fortnite dance. You can take a video of that. That's how the kids dance.
No, you can do your own. Are we still doing Fortnite dances?
Yeah, I just did it right there. I'm winded from it. That's how old I am.
You're like 20 years too old to do a Fortnite dance.
But I can still do it, so I won't stop.
Okay.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. And I guess that's a good theme to segue into. Christina Milian, can't stop, won't stop making babies.
Right.
It's only her second, but it fit. Mm-hmm. The how old again?
48. 38. No. How old are you? 40?
Mm-hmm.
She's 39. You're a year older than she is.
The 37-year-old actress is expecting her first child with boyfriend Matt Pecora. She announced on Instagram yesterday the soon-to-be bundle of joy will be baby number two, who shares a 9-year-old daughter, Violet, with ex-husband The Dream. Christina Milian and Pecora, French singer, have been dating since 2017. New release, 2020. What a blessing. Let's do this, babe. She captioned the snap of herself. Fans and famous friends quickly headed to the comments to congratulate the couple on the exciting news. Two kids for Christina Milian.
You're right about her age. Fine.
Everyone now officially feels old. Yeah. Guess what?
Somebody hit the lights.
I remember that song.
I did that song Friday.
That's AM to PM.
I did that song Friday.
Did anyone know it?
Oh, yes. And you know what the part? They sing the woo. I love that song.
It's no Dip It Low. It's no Dip It Low, especially with the fabulous rap.
Do you remember her other song that say hi?
I don't.
Oh, so annoying.
I just remember AM to PM and then that one.
Dip It Low.
Do you know? I heard a song last week that only you might remember the artist.
Here we go.
This was an old Tower 98.3 song when I worked there. Paula DeAnda, Walk Away.
Yes! Whatever happened
to her? Was her first single Doing Too Much with Paul Wall?
He was like the original featured rapper on everything, and then like he came up with his own stuff. We're like, mm-mm.
Not any good.
We're like, mm-mm, don't.
7:01 with the morning reboot here on Q105. What crazy reasons, what totally irrational, outlandish reasons have made your kids cry? We'll get to that next in less than 15 minutes on Q105.
Q105 Studio.
7:13 on Q105. Good morning, it's Eric and Floyd. Before we dive into the crazy reasons your kid has teared up and thrown a tantrum, we still need 2 and 4. Nothing. Nothing. One is Run It. 3 is Womanizer. 5 is Work From Home.
2's gonna punch me in the throat when you tell me what.
No,
it is.
No, 4 is.
I'm not worried about. I've given up on. I can't. One more time. I can't. That because it sounds like every other guitar riff. I don't know. It's gonna.
Think more EDM than guitar. It's 7:13. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd. Text messages, you can get them to us. 419-240-1055. Phone calls as well. It feels quiet. Like everyone's on vacation. Well, and you're off today.
I am.
And you're off from Glendale Garden Cafe duty because mom's got an appointment.
She has an appointment. So when I'm done here, I'm going back to sleep.
Floyd had some Taco Bell a little too late last night.
Mm.
My friend Jen has some incredible content to offer the show. And this is a post of hers from a couple of weeks ago. And she has a wonderful now 5-year-old little daughter named Evelyn, which just so happens to come very close to the spelling of Evelyn.
Mm.
That's her alternate personality. And I've invited Jen to call to share more, but you'll get the idea from this post. Why did your kid cry today? Mine cried because I repeated what she said back to her. Because the rental car is blue. Because I cleaned the white part of her shoes with a magic eraser. random, bizarre, completely irrational reasons why your kid decided to cry. 419-240-1055. You're around kids a lot of the day. What are some of the bizarre reasons they've decided to unleash the tears?
Warning. Children will cry at the drop of a hat. I had a child cry because I had pink duct tape on my car. He was visibly upset. He was like, "Mr. Floyd, what's wrong with your car?" I was like, "Oh," I was like, "Mr. Floyd, what did I say?" Because I didn't say I got into an accident. I said, "Mr. Floyd parked his car on the street and someone hit it." He's like, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." He's like, "Really?" I said, "I only had pink duct tape." He was like, "Ah!" And I was like, I thought he was crying because I thought he was upset that Mr. Floyd got into a car accident. No, he cried because Mr. Floyd chose to put pink duct tape on his bumper. He's like, "I don't like pink." And I go, "What? Are you having an emotional breakdown on my pink car?"
So it wasn't sympathy.
No!
I was like, okay?
"You do like me." I was like, "Mr. Floyd was in the car." He goes, "I don't like pink." And I go, I remember texting my mom. I go, "I just got let have by a 4-year-old. She's like, "What?" I said, "I thought he was caring about me being in a car accident or anything." "No, it's because I have pink duct tape on my car." She goes, "That's cute." I go, "No, he hates it." He was like, "You need to change the color." And I was like, "Wow. Wow, kid."
And you should, as to not further traumatize that child.
I know.
Did you think at all about, like, do I need to go to Home Depot and get different color tape?
No. So the other teacher at our other building, what's up, Lena? She gave me black duct tape to swap it out. It's still in my back seat. So, yeah, he was visibly torn apart.
419-240-1055. The bizarre, irrational, just insane, hard to understand reasons why kids decide to break down and cry. Not tantrum kind
and this
either.
Is perfect for me because I work with kids with autism and we have typical kids in our group too, but like anything out of what we find like absolutely normal and that happens, it sets them, it's just, their emotions are just so, they're just there. So like there's this one time with, I was opening snack and I ripped it down the middle. You know how when you open up a fruit snack packet and it goes down the middle? Right. But like, and you open it and it like ripped down the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, have mercy. You would have thought I started World War III and took the tablet away. It was like, it's ripped. Like, I was like, are you emotionally connected to this bag? Oddly, same child with the hot pink duct tape did not like the way I opened his fruit snacks. But it's okay. We're good friends now.
I don't know what you could call me for this, but when I was dating the girl that I was last summer, her 5-year-old occasionally would do this. He was very well behaved though, and it was great. But when he would cry for these bizarre reasons, I would usually stoke the fire and egg the child on. And I used to have a video on my phone, and I doctored it in so many different kinds of ways. I played with all the effects with it and got funnier and funnier with each time, because it was one of those times where there was absolutely no reason to be like, he didn't want his shoe on or something.
Yeah.
You have to have your shoe on.
Well, I have, we can go about this all day.
I'm here all morning.
So, I love working with children. Now, this isn't recent, but this is back in the day. I had a child, typical. So he was going about his life. He's hitting his goals, hitting his marks, on his way to like second grade. Had a fit because I refused to let him play in like the toilet. Like, I was like, he has to be in like maybe 7th grade now. Like, he's older, but I was like, we'll call him Johnny. I was like, Johnny, you cannot play in the toilet. What? I was like, you can't. And it was a clean toilet. Like, he went and did his business in the urinal and just moseyed on to the stall. And I was like, you gotta poop. Nature call. Sometimes it's boys when you stand up to pee, knocks on heaven door. Okay, go. And I just hear, I said, what are you doing? I said, you can't play in the toilet. Full on conniption, blew a gasket. His mom was like, his eyes are red. What's wrong? I said, well, he wanted to play in the toilet. And she was like, I said, he legit went to the bathroom, walked into the stall, hands first into the water. He had to be in like, if he's in 7th grade now, he was like in 2nd or 3rd with me.
Did the mom look at you like, does this at home?
Well, because these are funny, because like, parents love to hear other stories about what their kids do, because they know it's not just with them. Like, anytime you're like, yeah, he played in the toilet and then had a fit. She goes, oh, for real? With you two? I was like, oh, so you're not alone? She was like, no. There's a yes, yes.
It looks like a miniature bathtub. And what do we do in the bathtub?
We just splash. He was dead serious, too. And it's one of my favorite kid stories. Because, like, I kind of want to find this kid. He probably doesn't even remember me. But I just want to go to his graduation one day. Like, you played in the toilet. And you, in your second to third grade verbalness, cussed me out. He was so mad at me.
And now he still does.
He's so mad at me. He was so mad. Like, it's parents, I need you to call in or something. Let me know how you react when you see this. Because, like, I saw him walk to the stall. I was like, maybe he has to poop. Children are do that. They urinal bathroom. He shut the door. Like, shut the door to everything. Like, I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to give you your business. I'm not going to look at you. And I just heard splashing. And I go, oh.
You took that joy away from that child.
Toilet water. I was like, what are you doing?
He doesn't want you at his graduation because you took the joy from his life. 7:21. We have some guests on the way for something new to put on your radar. A run walk that's happening in October. It's a little ways off, but I want you to hear this story next. Always at 7:32 here on Q105, the morning reboot. We just did a topic a couple of minutes ago about bizarre and random reasons kids cry. Mm-hmm. We've decided to bring in a bizarre and random child to cry. No, please let me introduce AJ, Bailey, and Landon, because Landon Tope is coming up for the first time ever. AJ, what's the date in October again?
Yeah, it is on Saturday, October 19th.
Okay, October 19th. Bailey, I know you wanted AJ to do most of the talking.
Well, I got the kid here on my lap drinking his bottle,
If you could you, and we met, even though I feel like we met prior to CMN, but we met and chatted at the Children's Miracle Network Radiothon at Bar 145. You shared Landon's story. Mm-hmm. Can you do all that all over again, please?
Well, I know my husband might just say how I'm going to butcher up the disease. Landon has a rare genetic skin disease called epimedullosa bullosa, another terms of butterfly skin. So his skin is as fragile as a butterfly's wings and everything. So any type of trauma, friction can cause the skin to tear, blister, or simply just doesn't stay intact.
And he came in here and he crashed right into the cabinet. But he's good, right?
He's good.
He's good. Did I read, AJ, that the name of that disease is it's shortened to EB, right?
Yeah, because it's a kind of complex thing to say all the time.
Sure. And what, Bailey, I know you, I'll pass it over to AJ here in this case. What's a day in the life like for you guys? Because to have skin like that, it's obviously not something that you can just set it and forget it. It's a constant thing, isn't it, to care for him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a 24-7, really, round-the-clock thing, you know. He can wake up in the middle of the night with some damage. You got to change, fix it.
Right.
Did it this morning. But a day in life is, you know, you're constantly kind of hovering around him. We give him quite a bit of freedom, but you're kind of hovering around him, and you're just kind of changing bandages every day, you know, on various body parts, monitoring his, you know, the damage areas, and so forth. And then, you know, just really keeping his nutrition up is the biggest thing for us, because nutrition is huge, because he's in a constant state of healing.
Right. So what does he like to eat? What's he need to eat? Yes, Landon, we're talking about you right now.
He did just shoot you a look like, I'm right here.
Just keep the bottle in there. Let me handle the buttons.
As of right now, he likes to drink his whole milk, like a normal kid. Right. Loves bananas, grilled cheese, peanut butter and jelly, fruit snacks.
Bailey, I think if I remember when we chatted that day at Bar 145, you said he, outside of like the disease that he has that you guys have to so delicately care for him, he's a completely normal kid.
Oh, yeah, completely normal and everything. He's just a normal toddler. I mean, say he's 21 months. He gets into anything, runs into everything, grabs stuff, you know, just a typical kid and everything. But like you said, we just got to have that little extra care and just beat somebody be right by him, just in case if he happens to trip, that we can easily grab him before he does cause even more damage, like on his face or his knees and things like that.
You guys are probably far more agile and quick to move than you were before, Landon, right?
Yeah, we're a little more quick reacting.
Children's Miracle Network, we're lucky enough to have one of those hospitals here at St. V's Mercy, correct? Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about how they have been and what that whole process is that was probably so surprising for you guys to have to be a part of, but they're miracle workers, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Landon, actually, we have kind of like two parts to a store and everything. The first part, how we got involved with them, is because they actually found the MRSA on his foot when he was 7 weeks old after we got denied from another children's hospital in the area. So they were able to find the MRSA just in time before something drastically could have happened to him at 7 weeks. And then also, too, he has a team of local doctors in Mercy Children's, from dermatologists to GI to...
OT, nutrition,
I mean,
everything.
Just a host of specialists and everything through Mercy. So we're just blessed. And the great thing
with Children's Miracle and Mercy is there's no cost here. No. That's why there's always, the only cost is you guys have to go out and talk about this at Radiothons, and I'm sure you're more than happy to do that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Landon, you got some milk running down your face right there, but you look good.
He's living his best life
AJ,
right now.
To raise some money and further awareness, before we go forward with the run walk, how many, what are the chances and how many kids get what he has? It's got to be very rare.
It is. Approximately 200 are affected in the U.S. a year. So it's pretty rare, and then I think it's about 50,000 worldwide.
Okay. And to raise that awareness, to raise a little bit of money for research, to make sure he's got buttons to push and whatever else, you've put this run walk together for October 19th. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, run walk. It's on Saturday, October 19th. It's at start times 9 a.m. Registration and check-in will be starting at 7:30 over at the shops at Fallen Timbers. And again, our goal is just really the first thing and foremost is raise awareness. Because again, being so rare, nobody's heard of this disease. And so more awareness we can get, in turn, more people talk about it. In turn, hopefully more people start donating money, helping, you know, those things. And, you know, this year we're focusing on DEBRA of America. That's the national organization, well, the only national organization for his disease. And we're trying to help them raise awareness and funds, you know. And my hope really is, honestly, at the end of the day, is if this takes off and does well, I want to pull Children's Miracle Network in.
Sure.
And do a double charity next year if
that
it takes off.
That would be great. Bailey, I know we talked about it. We've got Bailey and AJ and Landon, who we all hung out together. Well, not you, AJ.
I think I was working.
We were working for the Children's Miracle Network back in the springtime. I think you told me at the time, this is not curable. This is just something that you all have to manage along with his nurses, right, for the duration of his life?
Yes. I said there's no cure or treatment. I mean, the only, per se, treatment is just keeping him wrapped up in protective specialized bandages.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty much all we can do. He has specialized bandages, specialized tights and everything that we put that we change him on a daily basis, or this morning we had to. And just keeping him, you know, try to keep him infection-free and living the best life that he can for a young one. So
the cure is, Landon, don't run into that. But that's kind of hard with an almost two-year-old, I can imagine.
Oh yeah, it is hard and everything. I mean, there's times that when he's throwing his fit like a typical soon-to-be two-year-old, that he actually causes damage to his skin. He'll peel his skin off his cheek and everything, just rubbing back and forth because he's throwing a temper tantrum. Or next, you know, we have a big old blister on his hand because he just kept trying to take his gloves off, and here comes a blister.
Yeah.
The funny part is, typical toddler is he'll, you know, you tell him not to do something, and he'll stare there and look at you like, and then he'll proceed to go do.
Yeah. He's like, look, I'm gonna do, mommy.
Do you guys have any kind of Facebook page or there's a sign up site for the
yes.
walk? Where can people find out a little bit more, see some pictures of what Landon's going through?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of places they can go. One, if they go for the race, they can just go to landonshope.com.
Okay.
And then that will take them right to the race site. But we also have a Facebook page where we share his journey, the everyday struggles, the successes at Landon's Hope on Facebook.
Awesome. Good to see you guys again.
Thank you.
Thanks for cutting out. Hey, Landon, thanks for waking up everybody early and getting them here on time.
He's like, yeah.
You're welcome.
He's milk drunk.
He's milk drunk.
Landon's Hope. AJ Bailey, Landon, good to see you guys. Thanks for popping in this morning.
Thank you.
7:40 with the morning reboot on Q105. Good morning. It's Q105, Eric and Floyd. I totally forgot one thing that we definitely should have gotten to in our earlier 7 o'clock segment, the crazy reasons that kids cry.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know, my friend Sarah Hegarty, she has two great kids, and then there's Nicholas. So Nicholas is the youngest of them, and there is a, now there's some underscores, but there is a Why is Nicholas Mad Instagram account where Sarah likes to chronicle all the things that Nicholas does, which includes a lot of pouting, crying, and being angry for no reason at all.
Mm-hmm.
the latest picture, or at least the one that's in my timeline. My parents took me to the pool, bought me ice cream, and played with me all day. Then my brother swam too close to me, and I decided the day was over. Now I go pout on the benches.
Is that him pouting?
Yes.
Oh, pumpkin.
Yes, and he's going to kill them one day.
Oh, stop!
When he smiles, he has the look of a psychopath.
Oh.
But why is Nicholas mad is a nice end to the topic we did earlier in the show, the crazy, ridiculous reasons your kids pout and cry.
That's funny.
Slow news weekend, slow entertainment news weekend, but can we get to a dog dying story?
No, but we will.
Go. By the way, again, it's Q105, Eric and Floyd, the morning reboot. So this is back on July 24th in what Joe Jonas's rep told TMZ was a freak accident.
Oh, yeah.
One of the newlywed stars, their two Alaskan Klee Kai dogs, Waldo, died after a pedestrian spooked him. He broke free from his dog walker, who had him on a leash, and ran into the street where he was hit by a car. The driver, who was not identified, sped off. TMZ now reports that even if the person is found, there's no chance of a criminal case because the authorities say it's not a crime to leave the scene in a case like this. Why? According to TMZ, the driver cannot be criminally charged with Waldo's death because the dog is considered property and the incident is viewed as an accident. Joe and Sophie, who on July 26th filed a report with the police describing what happened, there could be a civil case involved for the cost of the dog and any emotional distress. Although TMZ also notes that the person who hit the dog could be unaware that they hit anything because of the hustle and bustle of a big city oftentimes allows for such situations. So it seems just an awful accident.
Yeah. But why speed off though? Like,
you might not know you hit anything.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. Okay. I was thinking like they knew they hit and just kind of peeled off. But
right.
I don't.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood happened this weekend and made some good money, $40 million for second in the box office, behind $75 million from Lion King. But Deborah Tate, the sister of the late actor Sharon Tate, gave her approval of her sibling's depiction in the movie. Sharon Tate was killed by members of the Manson family in 1969, the year in which the movie is set. In the film, Sharon Tate is played by Margot Robbie. The film also stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. When I read the whole script, I knew that the real meat of the story was going to be Leo and Brad Pitt's character, she said in an interview with Vanity Fair. Deborah Tate, I mean, I really wish that Quentin Tarantino would do the Sharon Tate story, and I would love to see Margot play that, but that was not the movie that Quentin had written, and I knew that and understood it. In the interview, Deborah Tate also recalled being greatly affected by seeing, and in particular, hearing Margot Robbie play her sister when she visited the set on the film. I know her role in that movie was intriguing to you.
Yeah, because that whole story about Sharon Tate is intriguing, and if you don't know it, it's cliff noted. She was an up-and-coming actress that was literally on the verge of A-list stardom, and her life was taken away, and she was, I believe, herself and her boyfriend or fiancé at the time were both victims, and she was found that she was pregnant.
She made me cry because she sounded just like Sharon. The tone in her voice was completely Sharon, and it just touched me so much that the big tears started falling. The front of my shirt was wet. I actually got to see my sister again nearly 15 years later. It's almost unimaginable that she can remember the inflections of her voice after 50 years.
That's your sibling, though.
Like, no, I get it.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Final season of Fuller House is this year with Netflix.
Back to Sharon Tate? Just kidding, no.
But
People still... Is this season 5? I feel like it's been on for forever.
Yeah, but star Candace Cameron Bure can't bring herself to think about the end. After the 4th season premiered last December, Netflix announced they picked up the show for one more final season when asked if she thought about having to bid farewell to the character for a second time after doing so the first time at the conclusion of the original back in May of 95. She said, "I'm not going to think about saying goodbye. I'm just going to pretend that it's not ending. I don't want to think about it." And she hasn't had to just yet. Bure explained that the production on the final season is still underway. She's actually getting a chance to sit behind the camera to direct a few episodes. I love being behind the camera and feel really confident and good. E.T.'s Kitty Krause spoke with Bure and co-star Jodie Sweetin back in February, and the pair teased that what fans can expect during the final season. I think there's going to be some wedding bells. I think probably wedding bells. Who knows for which couple, but we have plenty to choose from.
Do you think that they should try to get like one of the Olsen twins just to show up to be Michelle? Just for a season, just a series finale.
Would that get you interested?
No, I just feel like it's the Tanner girls. Like, yeah, we get DJ and Stephanie, but like, just have Michelle walk in at like the last minute. It's like, guys, I'm home. Boom, Fuller House. It's over.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are likely dating. Mm. When I say likely, I mean probably. Almost positively. People were snapping them and Instagramming them all weekend long. Let's see. They were spotted out in Tampa over the weekend, were photographed getting close and cozy by some fans in a series of videos posted to Instagram. They can be seen walking hand in hand around the hotel in Tampa, where they smiled for photos and spoke with fans who came up to them to express their appreciation.
Good for them.
Just stop denying it, right?
Denying that they're together?
Yeah.
Oh, they're denying it?
They're not being very candid about it, but...
You want to know why?
Why?
You know why.
Oh, by the way...
What happened?
I forgot to... Chicks with me.
Chainsmokers.
Last song in there is Camila Cabello. Song one is Run It. Song two, we don't know. Song three is Womanizer. Four, we don't know.
Duh.
Last one is Work From Home. I'm going to play it once more, then I'm going to tell you.
Okay, go. I don't. God, number two's going to make me so angry.
No, number four is.
Tell me number four first then.
Happier. Marshmallow.
Did you do me? Oh, I don't hear that. Okay. I would never got that. I still don't hear it. Yeah.
It's Happier. Trust
okay,
me.
I believe you.
Number two is Ellie Goulding, Close to Me.
How? Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, cuss word.
One last entertainment story in a slow entertainment news weekend. Jason Momoa got maybe slightly just a bit creepy and I think it was on Instagram over the weekend. He thinks very highly of his stepdaughter, Zoe Kravitz's husband, Carl Glusman.
Mm-hmm.
So the 30-year-old Big Little Lies star posted a photo of her pink-haired hubby over the weekend, which she promptly captioned, husband. That's all it needs. Soon, the post was flooded with glowing comments for Glusman, including one from the Game of Thrones alum who wrote, pink on pink, look good, and later, sexy MF-er.
Her dad said this?
Jason Momoa posted that for him.
Oh, I would die if Jason Momoa
They do have a very close blended family, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Also, in some Game of Thrones related news, Momoa and his on-screen wife from long ago, Amelia Clark, had a reunion on Saturday in London. She posted a photo of them wrapped in a warm embrace at a gathering. In the comments section, she wished the leading man a happy birthday ahead of his 39th on August 1st. It turns out the image from Momoa's surprise party on Sunday, he posted a video which features Clark happily greeting someone on Momoa's phone during a FaceTime session. The gathering included a Guinness beer dispenser, loads of balloons, and Clark hilariously hanging out in an empty bathtub, per her post.
Jason Momoa was in an empty bathtub?
She was.
Oh, poop.
That probably goes back long ago to like season one or season two.
He's still Jason Momoa. Can he go on the wall? Please. It's been a while. We have to add new people.
You don't want today's, my picture I posted today up there?
We go.
What happened to Mahershala Ali?
I didn't print it out yet. Remember the paper was jammed. Oh, I didn't tell you that.
No.
It was jammed. And I didn't know how to do it.
I thought you were holding out.
No, I legit was that person who was like, I'm not going to be like.
I thought you
didn't. I left the paper jam for someone else to figure out because I didn't know what to
That's
do.
That's bad office behavior.
I was just like, it said paper jam. And I went, doo-doo-doo, gotta go to the bathroom. I totally stood in the bathroom for like 3 minutes.
That's the office.
Even though I didn't have to go, I was like, I don't know how to fix this. I'm going to go back to the bathroom. And
that's
then
the office supply version of leaving the toilet clogged up at work, or like loads of turds in the toilet.
I was like,
you left a turd in the printer.
Oh well.
You yes.
Do not play in that toilet.
It's 8:03 with the morning reboot on Q105. Our friend Janet Amid will be by shortly to get you a free astrological reading.
Q105.
Yeah!
Shoot! I said shoot. What are you? you yelling about?
We're on the radio now. You're a couple of seconds late, so I wanted to make sure we had a full segment.
Why was I late? Tell the world why I was late.
Because she was out with a man with $317 million last night, and they were putting down some baby-making moves.
Oh, I don't think so. We're just friends. No, there's nothing going on.
We're just friends is a sure sign of deep intimacy and relations.
We're just friends.
That clairvoyant voice you hear is the one and only Janet Amid. Janet would love to give you a free astrological reading. How do I know this? Because if you don't call to get a free reading, we're going to keep slamming her with questions about her date last night.
There was no date. It was a friendship.
Okay. 419-240-1055, a free reading, free psychic reading from our friend Janet Amid. Call now.
Then I was at a, with my friends, I went to, after we played bingo, I went to a bar called Encore on Alexis. Do you ever go there?
No.
Oh my God, it's the best place.
I don't know if I'd go to a bar on Alexis. Is that a good move or a
it
bad
was a
move?
Really,
it's a good move.
Bar on Alexis?
It was really fun.
Alexis is a good area.
It was late at night, and they played a lot of rap. It was really nice. Mm. Yeah. It was, I mean, I like rap music.
Word.
I do.
419-240-1055.
I have a picture on my Facebook. Oh, and you have to take a picture of me for my website, by the
way. I will. I'll be happy to. Hey, when I was coming in this morning, I saw quite a spectacle of the moon. What was it that I saw?
It's a new moon in Leo on July 31st.
That's 2 days. That's Wednesday.
That's right.
What did I see this morning? It was beautiful.
Well, it's because the new moon is starting to come to...
It was a crescent.
I know. Isn't it beautiful?
It is like you.
Oh, I know. I'm so sweet. Ha.
So we got a new moon in Leo this week. Where are we floating at right now?
Now say it again.
Like, what's going on right now?
I'm telling you. New moon in Leo, and Mercury is going into direct on July 31st. So we have a lot of good things going on this week. Mercury goes direct, which means communication is going to be a little sharper.
Okay.
We're going to feel like we're more in sync.
So we don't have to take any calls because everybody's life is totally blissful, right?
Not necessarily. There's always something going on.
No, let's not take calls. Let's talk about your date and how it ended.
I went out with a friend and he... No, it's nothing like that.
You're smiling. You're giddy.
No,
you're blushing.
God, no.
Hi, who's this?
Anita.
Hi, Anita. Good morning. How are you?
Thank God, Anita.
Good.
You have saved Janet Amid from more of my questions.
Yeah.
Great.
What's your question for Janet Amid here with the Morning Reboot?
Yesterday we went for Kattery, and we looked at a few kitties, and I was wondering if you saw which one we would take.
Well, I don't know.
We've
I don't
never
know.
Had that question before.
Yeah, I don't know really? I don't know how to answer that. You know, I think it's an interesting question. I just don't know how to answer it because I'm not seeing them. I'm not getting a vibe because they're not in front of me. So the frequency is not there. But I will say this. I mean, I don't know much about cats because I'm more of a dog person. But you know, you could always tell intuitively. You're pretty intuitive, so I would say you would intuitively pick up on which would resonate to you. How many did you have? How many were there? Two?
Yeah, there were two that male and a female that he had available.
Aww.
And we put them on Facebook, and everybody's like, Both of them. You gotta have both.
That's the right answer.
Yeah, that is the right answer. But I seem to feel like you're leaning towards the girl.
Yeah, but that's what we, that was our first, that's what we wanted to see first.
Yeah, that's the one that's who I think you're leaning towards. That's what I'm sensing. Just you know, are they calicos or what do they look like?
They're Tonkinese, which is a cross between a Burmese and a Siamese.
Oh, they must be beautiful. I would say the girl. If I had to choose, I'd say the girl.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, just intuitively. And also watch your lower back. Let me tell her about her lower back.
Okay.
You have lower back
right now.
I know. You watch your lower back because you have some issues with that. And you have to be careful of your digestion. When you get stressed out, the first place it hits is your back, your shoulders, and your stomach.
I thought it was my neck and my back.
Well, that's a song. That's a song.
That's a rap song.
That is my favorite song.
Ew, for real?
Oh, I love it.
My neck. Good luck with everything. Thank you.
I can't say the rest.
Did you hear that at Encore last night?
Yeah, I was there. I love that. Love that song.
My neck, my back.
And I was down there dancing.
My blank in my...
Well, I really wasn't in my chair. I was dancing.
Floyd, who's on two?
We have Sally.
Hi, Sally. Good morning.
Hi.
I
love that song.
What's your question for Jen and Amit here on Q105?
Finances, please.
Well, of course it's finances. You're a Virgo Libra. You're going to ask about that. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm dealing with these guys over here. Although Floydy is sweet as can be. It's the other one that we have to worry about.
Well, you keep an eye on him.
I'm trying. You know, one of the things that you're not a typical Virgo Libra, because you do spend a lot of money. Most Virgos are very cautious. They're very careful with their pennies. You're not like that. I mean, when it comes to things, you have to have the best of everything, and you have impulse control issues. Sorry, but you do.
That's okay.
But you also have good taste. And anything that you have, that's just how you are. So when it comes to things you buy, you have to have the best. So when you ask me, how's my finances? Well, it depends on how you're able to work with your, you know, discipline. The other thing is, you didn't ask me about your job. You must be going through a lot of changes, shakeups since last year.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's chaotic. I'm seeing that, but you get bored very easily as well. And so, oh my gosh, I'm looking at this going, holy moly. You get bored, and you always have to have new things going on as well. You're very intelligent, and you also love your personal space a lot, and you live in your head a great deal. But anyway, financially, it's good. It's good as it can be. This year's a better year than last year. Last year sucked. This year's better.
Hard.
Oh, horrible. This year's so much better. It seems like everything's kind of moving in the better direction. Plus, after August 11, things are really going to calm down a lot for a lot of people, especially with your chart. Your energy is going to balance out. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sally. On the line 4. Hi, who's this?
Cindy.
Cindy? Cindy,
is this you?
Yes.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
You know
I'm doing great.
Hi, Cindy. Thanks for the phone call this morning. What's your question for Janet?
Oh, I picked career.
You picked career. Well, you're a Sagittarius. That's one of the best signs of the zodiac. I'm a Sag.
You say that all the time.
It's a good sign. All signs are good.
Cindy, what's your career question?
How far I can go with the career I chose.
Well, I'm not sure what you chose, but you know, one of the best professions for Sagittarians is always anything in relationship to psychology, anything like that, because we have a tendency to love to understand the mind, and that's a very strong aspect of a Sag. The interesting part about you is, though, you love working independently. You love doing your own thing, and that's something you may recognize after all these years. You're really good in anything relating to like law enforcement, things like that. You're great with that too at the same time. So I think anything that you can do where you're working with people, helping people, you also can be good in healthcare, which is part of the psychology and things like that too. But I love anything that relates to where you're doing for others. You have that natural gift. Now, you had gone through a big shift way back in December or October 2012 through 2014, December 2015. So the next cycle coming up is 2020. Which is at the end of next year into the beginning of the following year of 2021. So that means you're going to go through a big change in your life during that time. Because if you go back to, this is a long time ago, to 1991 through 94, that was a life change, not only work, but also relationship-wise. You know, if you think about that. So this cycle coming up is kind of like a big shift. Whatever you're doing now is just preparing for that and setting the stage for that upcoming cycle. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think it looks good for you. What do you do?
I was a nurse for 25 years, and now I'm a police officer.
Ooh, see, criminal justice and health care. Yeah, you're in the best thing you could be doing. You're amazing at it. But, you know, you're getting older, so you may end up in that December 2020 through 2023. You may end up making a change with that. And so you might end up maybe retiring or maybe going into something similar to that, consulting or something like that. You're very good at what you do. And if you ever see me speeding and you have to give me a ticket, don't do it.
I normally give warning.
Yeah, I know. You seem so nice.
We got to run. Thanks for the call, Cindy, and thanks for doing what you do.
I speed a lot.
Yes, I know. You drive erratically.
Well, yeah, I do.
You're a spastic all over the place kind of lady, and I'm guessing that's how you drive, too.
I do.
Last call for now. Sorry, Floyd.
Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Hi. Thanks for...
I love her name.
Thanks for calling the Morning Reboot. How old are you?
Thank you. I will
31.
Be...
She's 30 going on 32. Yeah.
Okay, what's your, what's your
32.
Question? What's your question for Janet?
Just relationship.
How long have you two been together?
12 years.
You sound really, really young. I mean, do people tell you that?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you sound... You know, you're a typical Leo, and I say that with a compliment, because you love, and you love being in a relationship. And the only problem is, in the past, your choices haven't always been great. I'm not crazy about is this your husband or just significant other?
My husband.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about him. He doesn't know what to do with you. He doesn't want to let go of you, but he doesn't know how to relate to you, and you've had trust issues in the relationship throughout the duration of your relationship. I think, unless I'm wrong, it can be trust about...
Right.
Yeah, I see it. It can be trust about women. It's like he'll say one thing, do another. He's very charming. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this guy could sell snow to an Eskimo.
Sounds like a sociopath.
You know, you went through a lot of stress in the last few years. The reason you stay is because A, you love them, B, you don't like change, and you'll stay with a person no matter what until you can't stay anymore. But I honestly think it's a hard relationship for you. It has not been easy. So I would say, if you're asking me, do I see anything happening here? You're not going to make any changes, and he's not going to let go of you, because you're part of his routine, part of his comfort zone. You're what gives him a sense of structure and stability. But he goes out there and he does his thing, but he always comes right back to what he's comfortable with, you. So you're the one that has the final say. Trust me.
Okay.
Good luck, honey.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tiffany.
She's going to need it.
31. Ooh. Didn't sound great. More calls for Jan and Amid on the way on Q105. Good morning. What about 8:38 here on the morning reboot Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. Janet Amid is here with us, and you probably maybe listened to our time with Janet on Monday and go, what does she know? Janet's like a 45-year-old lady with a book, and she doesn't know what she's talking about.
you're giving my age out there, right?
Then okay. I drop this, and Janet gets down.
Is that my song?
It is your song.
I love this song.
Is it really?
It's just instrumental. He's using it for a bed.
Oh, come on.
Do you want to use this to do readings? My neck. My...
Yes, there it is. Right there. Oh, there it is.
Get up and do
this. I remember I played this song with my mom. It was like in the high school. And she hit my stereo.
I love
what
that
the hell
song.
Is this damn song?
My neck. My back.
You I'm stop
like... your astrological cracks.
I love this song.
Hi, Brooke.
How come we can't play it? Has it been banned?
Yes.
Why? Because it has all that icky stuff in it?
Yes. Women don't want to hear about cracks and backs and neck pain.
Oh, my God. That is the best song ever.
Brooke, what is your question? And thank you for holding on.
I have a wild side. I can't help it.
Relationship. Are you in one now?
I've been talking to somebody for like almost a year.
Oh, a year? Why so long? I mean, what's that about? What's that about?
I don't know. We both have our issues. I just got I was in a long-term relationship.
You
for
sound
10
years. Very sad. Why do you sound sad to me?
I'm not sad. Everybody says that though. But
well, it could maybe because your voice. You just sound like you're, I'm awake. I don't mean that in a bad way. I just said you sound, your chart doesn't seem like that, because when I look at that, I see somebody totally different. I see you as very fun. I see you as social. I will say that you have had a really rough way to go, but it hasn't just been recent. That's been in the last 2 years. You've really gone through a really rough time. For being as young as you are, I mean, you've been through the mill. This guy that you're talking to he's funny. He has a good sense of humor. I mean, I definitely see that. He's very expressive. The only problem you're going to have with him is he doesn't know how to let go of either he's in a relationship he's trying to get out of, or he just won't let go. He has a lot of issues with women. It's like he'll draw somebody into his inner circle and he'll hang on forever, but then he wants to go out and do whatever he needs to do. He doesn't know how to let go of stuff. He's a little intense. He really is. He doesn't come across that way to you, because you don't see that with him, because he talks and on the phone and all that. He's talking, he's chatting away, but I almost think he has something else going on there. He's got a lot of, and I hate to bring this in because you're saying, what the heck does that have to do with the cost of tea in China? But his relationship with his mother is very stressful. peaceful. And when you have a man who has issues with their mother, they're going to have issues in their relationship. That's just the way it goes. And he has a lot of unresolved stuff. Last year, he went through a breakup. He's still kind of dealing with it, but that's still lingering. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's still in the picture. So he's,
oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know. I see it. He doesn't let go of people. So even if he hooked up with you, he's still going to hang on to that relationship because he is reluctant to let go. He's a nice guy, but just remember what I said. He hangs on to stuff, doesn't walk away from stuff. I wish you luck because you're a very smart woman, and I think no matter what you do, you will make the right decision. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
She's a nice lady.
I hope so. Yeah. Just a little, maybe just a little bashful.
Well, sometimes, you know, my dad used to say, and I will quote, you know, you're born one way and life gets a hold of you. Life got a hold of the poor girl. She's worn out.
Someday the bear gets you. Other days the bear gets you again.
Stay away from bears.
Stay away from bears. Where did you get that philosophy?
Who's on two?
Anna. Who? We have Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Thanks for calling the Morning Reboot. What's your question for Jan in a minute?
All these young sounding people. You sound you sound like you go through life with a lollipop. You're very no. I mean, she sounds sweet. You know, like she's.
Well, thank you.
Let her ask her question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
I just had a general question about relationships and family.
How long have you been involved with him? Is he your husband?
Yes.
Okay, when you said family, I kind of assumed that. That's just given. Yeah, I like him. I think he's a nice guy. I think he is non-aggressive, not really a aggressive guy. He has to work on his job situation, though, because sometimes he can get very complacent with things he does. He's a very good person. I feel he's very drawn to you, cares about you. He has all the right ingredients to make a good husband. But sometimes when it comes to how you relate to money, and his work situation, it's not always on the same, you're not on the same page. So I think there's, does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues with that. And see, and you're one of these people, you know, you definitely are an optimistic thinker. You have that sort of Pollyanna outlook on life. Everything's just fun and social. You know, you have a good outlook. I think it's workable. I think you love each other, and I think it's workable. And I think he's a really good guy, and I think in the end, as he matures, he'll do better than what he's doing now. But you too, you have to work on also being able to communicate what you feel, because you hold on to things a lot. Okay? Good luck.
All right, we've got two more to go. Who's on
Julie!
Line three? Hi, Julie. Thanks for holding on.
Yell it loud, honey.
Hi, Julie. What's your question for Jan in a minute on Q105?
Finances.
You have to watch how you spend money because you spend it like water. You're generous to a fault. And sometimes I think that when you put yourself out there, it's like you're independent with your money, though, too, at the same time. But you're smart about it. You know what to do and what not to do, but sometimes you can't help yourself. The biggest thing I can tell you, the greatest thing I can tell you about yourself is sometimes impulse control. Got to work on that a little bit. But other than that, I think that this year is going to be very good for you. You know, I'm talking about after August 11th, things are going to change. And I think it's going to change for the better for you. So I wish you a lot of luck with that. And also, if you're doing any investments or anything, the end of the month, beginning of September is going to be a good time to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck.
All right.
Thanks, Julie. One more call to go, then we'll get the signs.
Is that 411-9055?
Yeah, 411-55.
Hi, perfect. Who's this?
Hello?
Dead.
Hello.
Hello. Can you come over? What's your name?
Deb.
Hi, Deb. What's your question for Jan and Amid?
Oh, my gosh. My relationship with my husband.
Are you sitting smoking a cigarette while you're drinking a cup of coffee?
No, I'm just sitting here on my way to take my grandson to work.
Aw. Well, so how long you been with this guy?
The grandson? Forever.
This, forever.
He is self-absorbed. It's all about him. It's his show. He is intense. He likes to do things his way. It's not an easy relationship. I would have never... I'm not saying you're not good together because you've been together 100 years, but I would not have said it's an easy relationship. I would say, and it's not because of how you sound, because people might say, well, yeah, she sounds like she's miserable. Well, I don't think it's that. I just don't see it as easy. I feel like he loves you, you love him, and you guys hooked up and you were okay in the beginning, but you're a Taurus, and an Aries. And Aries people don't always like to let go of things. They like to do things their way. And there's a lot of you. There's two alphas in this personality. You know what that means, right? That means that you're a very strong personality. You speak your mind. You have something to say. You say it, but you self-sacrifice in love. You don't know. You want to get away. You always have, but then you hang on. There are many times in your life that you want to let go, and even within five years ago, you probably did. You thought, I'm getting ready. I'm kicking them to the curb. But right now, you've been in it for so long. You might as well, stay in during the rest of the time here. You also have to watch your lower back. You didn't ask me about that, but you need to watch your lower back because I see that with your stuff here. And you've had some health issues that have been difficult too. So, I think there's been a lot of things going on with you, but you're a good communicator. You know how to chat it up. So I think that's where your quality is. And I do think he's not a bad person. I just think that you guys have kind of worn out your contract together, if that makes any sense.
Yes and no. I mean, I almost lost him 2 years ago to alcohol.
Oh boy, that's hard.
Yeah.
Well, you obviously love him very much, but obviously it's been, well, that's what I meant by being a hard relationship. I could tell that he has an addictiveness, but also not just that. He's always worked his whole life. He's a hard worker, but I just think that it's been hard just having to deal with that sort of situation. You know, it's a sickness, and unfortunately it doesn't make him a bad person, but it does make him, it does create stress in the family. I wish you luck, honey, because... He's got to do the work. You know what I'm saying? He really does.
Yes.
I wish
yes,
you
ma'am.
Luck, and I commend you on being there for him. Really. Good luck.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. You're so sweet.
8:48 with the morning reboot.
Nice.
Eric, Floyd, Janet, remember, you want some more wisdom? Like in a situation like that?
Yeah. Makes me sad.
When it's hard to love, hardly love back.
What?
That made me go cross-eyed. I was like, what?
I don't know if I like it when you're deep. Ew. what
Janice! Stop it!
What are you doing? I'm just talking about he's in... What am I... Play that song again. Crack back, whatever. You guys are awful.
You're awful!
I am a mature adult.
I think
I'm two youngsters.
I think a lot of people like when I get deep. I have some great wisdom to share.
I know what you're saying, and I'm not going to listen to that because that is, like, gross.
Okay. 8:57 as we wrap up with Janet and Amit here on Q105. Good morning. Floyd, do we have to do another edition, even though we just did it, of Confused Lyrics?
Yeah.
Panic at the Disco. Hey, look, Ma, I made it. Or...
Everything's coming up racist. Oh, you had such a good voice.
He can use that voice as we roll through the signs quickly if we would.
New Moon, Aries.
Aries.
This is a good week for speculation. So chance taking is all in your hands. Good day for actually doing anything when it comes to getting a raise. If you ask for a raise, you'll get it. Taurus. This is about your home base, and it's all about nesting and just kind of being within your family confines, entertaining. Good aspect for that as well. New moon in your area of home. Gemini. This is all about your everyday routine, like chatting or traveling. You're basically in your element. On the same note, get creative and, test your skill at writing, perhaps. Cancer. Your money situation should be in pretty good shape as you see yourself more productive than ever when dealing with everyday financial situations. Leo. The new moon is taking place in your own sign, so you may feel totally replenished and ready and willing to take anything on. Also, remember, love can be interesting as well as intense. Virgo. With the transiting sun and new moon in your area of that private area of your chart, importance is placed on closure and resolution. Letting go and stepping forward, that's what's in the stars. Libra. It's all about partnerships, both work and play. However, this week can be inspiring as a new moon and the transiting sun can make life very interesting. Your ruler transiting Venus takes place in your hidden space. You may find yourself open to unusual guests and former relationships. Scorpio. This is your week to shine as both the transiting sun and new moon are taking place at the zenith part of your chart, which is your career. Great week to showcase who you are by stepping it up a bit. Sagittarius. Now that the fiery new moon is in Leo, it's finally here and you may find yourself feeling a sense of ease as it trines your natal sun sign. So much for the better. This will enhance you in areas of career, love, and money. Capricorn.
Capricorn.
A lot going on this year. You finally get yourself in a better place. It's all about your financial situation and kind of, you know, working on how you handle your everyday responsibilities. So this could be a lucky cycle for you, Aquarius.
Aquarius.
With the sun and transiting new moon in your area of relationships, this is your year and week to focus on what really counts. A strong year to find your true self, gaining momentum within yourself as well as your partners. Pisces.
Pisces.
As always, it's all about tapping into your creative juices, getting the most out of what is expected of you. A good week to do something fun and different. If anyone would like to get a hold of me at the office, the number is 419-882-5510, 419-882-5510. Janet Amid at AOL.com. I know you hate it, but it's there, AOL.com.
We don't hate it at all.
Everybody hates it. When I tell them AOL, even when I go to the store, people go, "You're still on AOL." Yep.
Start saying OWL.
I'm from the old school. September 29, yep. Mommy Pinnacle. We have a psyche event coming up September 29. Do not forget to write it down. Mommy Pinnacle, September 29. Doors open at 8:30. And I will see you guys next week. And we're taking a picture for my website.
Yes. And some final wisdom. You are a peach. And when you're a peach, don't let the fuzz get you. You're welcome.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
That's like saying, "You're my countertop. Lay a cup
What does
up
that
there.
Mean? Well, I like that better.
Thank you.
Thank
what
you.
Is it?
"You're like a countertop. Let me lay my cup on you."
Oh, I think that is like really deep.
That's so deep.
My neck, my back, my astrological friend is on crack.
I can't tell. Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nation.